you go, big brother. If you could just carry this, too, then... Don't give me that look. There's a reason you have two arms, don't you? Just put it in the bigger bag so you don't have that many different bags to worry about. I'm sure it'll be fine. Hmm? No, I can't carry any of them. Your job as the big brother is to carry my purchases and give me compliments on all the cute outfits I try on. My job is to bounce around from store to store, dragging you along by the hand and modeling said outfits. It wouldn't be right to deprive you of such an important and coveted responsibility. God, I love holiday shopping. The sounds and the sales, and I especially love having a dutiful big brother as my pack mule. Seriously, I wouldn't be able to get half as much done if I had to worry about all that I was buying. So, you should feel pretty good about that. And don't think I didn't catch that dopey grin on your face when I gave you a hug in the last store. I know you're trying to hide how much you enjoy spending time with me. Don't worry. I'm having a lot of fun too. See? Isn't this nicer than partying with your idiot fraternity buddies? Or letting that harlot you hang out with sink her talons into my poor naive brother? Hey, remember how in that makeup store I made you pick between all the shades of red lipstick? Which were totally different from each other, by the way. Seriously, if you can't tell the difference between burgundy and maroon, you need to get your eyes checked. Anyway. I was asking which one looked cuter on me, and that sale girl totally called us a cute couple. I'm still kind of fluttery about that. Don't let it get to your head or anything, but it made me kind of happy that you blushed, but didn't deny it. I mean, think about it this way. I did make you drive me pretty far, but that's mainly because the mall has the best sales. Mom and Dad never want to make the trip, but luckily I have a big brother who agreed to do whatever I wanted while he was home for the holidays. So, if you consider that, it's not like anyone we know is going to recognize us. To everyone here, we're just another holiday couple on a shopping trip. They have no reason to think we're brother and sister, so... I get to do really cute things like lean up and steal a kiss from you. And nobody has any reason to suspect it's incest. Don't look so nervous, brother dearest. It's not like you have any reason to be so mortified. After all, you had your little sister's tight pussy wrapped around your big cock last night, so a little peck on the lip shouldn't be anything at this point. Plus, you get to be seen with an incredibly cute girl on your arm, though your arms are a little busy carrying all of my stuff, so it's more like having a cute girl by your side. Either way, you definitely should be thanking me. You dork? I didn't think you'd actually do it. I was just joking when I said you should thank me. Now I can't even remember what I was saying. Whatever. Okay, before you flustered me, I was gonna say, since coming to your senses and realizing you need to spend more time with your beloved little sister, you've been super sweet to me. Sure, you've only been home like a day, but just having you around the house again has made everything seem better. Like, laying with you and having your arm wrapped around me just made me feel so safe and secure. And waking up to having your cum leaking out of me certainly felt nicer than I would have thought. I honestly can't remember having such a nice sleep. But I mean, even more than that, the little things other than fucking. Like, this morning before we started getting ready and you started running your fingers through my hair. Oh, and you were nice enough to make me breakfast without me even asking you to. Do you... remember how I kept rubbing my eyes and fiddling with my arm while we were eating? It was kind of because I was pinching myself. Seeing you sit there at the table with me was almost too good to believe. This is gonna sound really dorky of me, and I swear to God, if you bring it up outside of this conversation, I will kill you, but I had kind of been playing out a scene pretty similar to what we had this morning. In my head, I mean. I imagined you sitting there across the table from me, joking like we used to when we were little kids. But it was always just my imagination filling in the hole that you left. But this morning it was the real thing. I really did miss you, Big Brother. I know I keep saying that, but it's just so nice to have you home. Anyway, do you mind if we stop in here? Last door, I promise. Okay? I just want a few pieces, and unlike this shoe shopping, I'm sure this you'll actually enjoy. No, it's not a lingerie store. Stores are bigger. This is a boutique. No, don't walk away. Come back here, you dummy. Whatever I want, remember? And I want your help with picking something out. You can't possibly be embarrassed at the idea of seeing me in underwear. You and I laid naked together last night after you pumped me full of cum. This is nothing compared to that. Granted, it was dark, but still, no real ground to stand on in terms of modesty. Trust me, they're super cool about guys being in here. There's sort of a two-door system, so the guys can watch girls model their cute pieces. It's a super upscale boutique, and it's part of the reason why I wanted you to drive me all the way here. It's specific to this mall, and we'd only be able to get away with something like this here. Come on. Big Brother, please? It'll be fun, I promise. Plus, I'd really, really like your opinion on whatever I buy. I wouldn't care about what other people thought, but you should feel special. I'm sure whatever I buy now is going to be what I wear to bed tonight. I'm glad you see it my way again. Things are just easier if you give in and do what I say. You'll save so much time for both of us. Oh, come on. Excuse me. Can me and my boyfriend get a fitting room? Awesome, thank you. Alright, let's go, boyfriend. Okay, that was not even a close one. I mean, it would have been pretty bad if they found out I was lying to try to get my brother to help me pick out some cute underwear, but I don't think she noticed. Alright, go put the bags down over there and get in the other room, and... You're standing in the way. Is there a reason my big brother wants me alone in this dressing room with him? I really did want you to help me pick out some sexy underwear for tonight. I was gonna reward you some more for being a good big brother and listening to me, but if you really can't wait anymore, I guess I can give you a sample of what's to come. Here, let me just bend over and place my hands on this bench here. It's a good thing I went with a skirt today. Let me just step out of my panties. And you can come stand right behind me and get that wonderful cock of yours out of your pants. Don't make me say please. Thank you. I can feel you rubbing against my butt. Can you just go ahead, Big Brother, please? Look, no one's gonna find us if we're quiet, so just fuck your naughty little sister and her tight pussy, okay? I'm ready for you. I'm just gonna bite my lip and you're gonna have to keep quiet, okay? Fuck. time before someone comes and checks in on us. So please, just give it to me, please. Everything's fine. I just need a minute. We're sorry. Zipper got stuck. We're good though. Thank you. Fucking asshole. You can't. Fair. You can't thrust in on me like that. You fucking jerk. I told you. Let's be quiet. Let's not get caught. Well, a lot of time. Just. Hurry up, Big Brother. I think she's gone. So just pound that cock inside of me and pump me full of your cum. I need it now, okay? Just a little more. If you could rub my clit while you pound into me like. Close. Oh, fuck. You're gonna come inside me? Please, please. Just put your hand over my mouth and I'll... Next time. I'm gonna have to fix my lipstick and just turn around and let me sit in your lap. No, no, come on. I told you this last time. Don't pull out. I don't trust my legs right now. That was a close one. Fuck. Could you feel me get wetter when I heard the knock? I was so scared, but it was really hot at the same time. I almost wanted you to fuck me as quickly as you could, just in case they actually opened the door. Alright. Once I come back to Earth from that incredible orgasm you gave me, I'll go actually find some pieces to try out. You stay here and stay out of trouble, or at least try. I'll go out there and find some nice pieces to try out. Whatever I try on, though, we're gonna have to buy. I'm pretty sure you pumped me so full of cum it's leaking out. Oh. And Big Brother? I'll be looking for things with nice, thin straps. After all, half the fun of getting a gift is ripping off the wrapping.